Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
So if you missed it, we had a kind of a situation earlier this week where I had been planning a surprise for the past month and a half, thanks to my buddy Chad, and we're like, hey, our wives love Elf, the movie. Oh, look at, guess what's coming to town? Like a play, like a Broadway thing, Elf is. So let's take them to that. We bought tickets. It was like $110 for two tickets. Reasonable, I guess. And I thought I was going to be the king of the world, the best thing ever. My wife's like, ah. Well, you should have told me I have plans on Friday. I'm like, what?
Man, I feel so bad. I want to go see Elf, but I wanted to
buy my tickets.
I was going to, but I want to take Lulu, my little girl, and she's with her dad this weekend, so I don't have her tonight. Otherwise, I would buy your tickets. But I am sad, and I don't want you to take your ball and go home, because now you're like, I'm never going to plan a date, because this backfired on me.
Well, and I actually, it backfired, but I have a thing. Like, it's official. My wife had to choose between, is she going to ditch her friend Molly and go to another concert with some people I've never even heard of. She told me last night, and I forgot their names already. Sounds like a great show. Or going to Elf with me and my friend Chad and Stacy. And she made the decision, and she says she's torn up by it. But my wife decided to go out with another woman and not me.
How did she say it? Was she like, I've decided? Or how did she break the news to you that she is going to go for a girls' night?
She's just like, well, I don't think she'll be able to find anybody this last minute. And I did have it booked with her before.
When you put it this way, though, Linz is probably thinking she doesn't want to leave Molly hanging, because even if you go to Elf, you still have your buddy Chad and his lady, so you'll still have friends to go with and have a great time. So that's probably what she's thinking.
It's the classic dilemma of, like, two people are laying on the train tracks and who gets run over. And I, once again, I love Molly.
Not to be dramatic or anything.
She's amazing, but it's like, you got me, Chad, and Stacy on the train tracks, and you got Molly over there. It's like, I love Molly, but, like, you pull the lever and you got to, like, let her take the train.
Joe, it's not that deep.
833-563-2539. So the decision's been made. Now I guess my advice or question is this, and I have a lot of scenarios here, so I'm going to throw 100 different things out, and I'd like to know what everyone thinks. 833-563-2539. Should I just go and be the third wheel? They are my friends. So, like, maybe I can just tag along with them. Do I try to sell the tickets last minute? That's going to be really hard to do today. Do I try to find a person that is needy and not trying to scam me and give them to somebody that would actually go and use them, but then they'd be sitting next to my friends? I don't know. Hopefully they're not crazy. That's like, I'm thinking back far. It's like, thank you, Joe. Really like the tickets, and I like to smell my own farts. I don't want to do that.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just saying it happens. Or do I take, I know we had a DM from a listener, do I take somebody as my quote-unquote date, guy or girl?
What was the DM from the listener?
She's like, hey, I'm the single mom that you talked to.
Oh, she wanted a night out with you.
So she definitely, she's down with it. I mean, my wife's on a date tonight. Why shouldn't I be?
I feel like out of spite, you want to just take someone else, which is not what you should do. I don't think you should do that. I think you should try to sell the tickets. Maybe someone listening wants to go see Elf. It's going to be a delightful show. Or you should just third wheel it and have some fun.
All right. That's wide open for anybody. 833-563-2539. Would you like to buy these tickets? Would you, like, are you in need and you really want to take your son or your daughter? I only have two. Would you want to go to the show? Maybe I could just donate them or gift them to you, or you could buy them. Do I take a date? Would you like to be my date tonight? Guys or girls? I mean, you're going to have to buy me a drink. You're going to have to wine and dine me or something.
Ooh, wine, you say? We swayed you away from beer.
I have an idea.
Uh-oh, this is going to be great.
You should just let the ticket go to waste, stay home tonight, and play Call of Duty with me and my boyfriend Cody. Invite us over. Guys' night. Let's do popcorn and beer.
Right. Sausage party. Yeah.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Listen, I'm not complaining, but our phone system sucks. We had a bunch of calls, and everybody just dropped.
No!
If you were trying to get through to talk about the conversation we're having about what do I do now that my wife's not going to the Elf musical or play tonight with me, and I'm kind of a third wheel, like, what do? 833-563-2539. We'll try to get you back on, but I apologize for our less than decent phone system.
Okay, so are you and Linz upset at each other, or you're just like, okay, whatever? You seem a little deflated, Joe.
We're having a text conversation actually right now. Let's see here. She says, all I wanted this morning was a chestnut praline. latte from Starbucks. I didn't get one, though, because the dog took forever to eat his breakfast. And I said, oh, some would say that's Elf karma. She says, what did I do? I said, not going to Elf. Okay, so... Okay. Love you, Lindsay.
You know what though, Lindsay might just need a girls' night. Women sometimes just need time with their girls.
Okay.
You know.
Well, then, what do I do in the situation? Do I go like as a third wheel? Do I end up like not going at all and hang out with Pork Chop? He wants me to play Call of Duty online with him and his boyfriend.
Sausage party.
Sausage fest. Sausage fest. They're the best.
Let's do it.
Okay. Let's go to Renee this morning. Hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. What's going on?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Renee.
I just called to say, hey, if you guys are willing to give it away, my wife and I, we moved down here to Galveston. I'm stationed down here in Galveston. And we moved into a camper. We're doing this whole full-time trailer living, like travel trailer living, just kind of travel around Texas for my last tour. But the one thing is that it just doesn't feel like Christmas, you know? So we're far away from family, and the camper's so small. I've been trying to like put up lights, and we can't get a tree in there or anything. But I know that if she goes to this Elf show, she would be ecstatic.
Dang.
So just think about it.
All right, let's put him on hold, and I'm going to see if you know I'll get his information. See if there's
and
something
thank
we
you
can
for
do
your
him.
Service, by the way, too.
Yes, thank you so much.
That's incredible. Hang on the line. Do not hang up unless our phone system takes a crap again. And if it does, if you hear us, please call back. Okay. Let's go to Becky with the good hair. Hey, Becky.
Jackie.
Jackie. It's still Jackie with
hey,
the good hair.
It's cool. Chloe's British. She doesn't hear those American names. I am just, guys.
Joe is like giving up there, on life. He's so sassy.
There's a few more hours to this weekend, so I don't care. We'll get through this show. I give zero
you guys
Fs.
You call me Becky.
That's
no,
right.
Jackie.
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 Jackie with the jacked up hair. What up?
What up? You should go and have yourself a jolly old time at Elf.
Like, should I go with someone? Like, should you come, Jackie?
If I was living there, I'm from the H-Town.
Oh, dang. Can you get on a flight? I'm sure it'll cost a lot of money.
Yeah,
but...
I'll come right now.
All right, Becky, next time. You know what I'd love to do? Side note, when we come to Houston and hang out, would you, like, want to hang out and meet us? Like,
yes!
Do, like, get together?
Oh, my gosh. Heck yeah.
All say, right. I am Jackie with the good hair, baby. We'll remember
yes,
you.
I am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, we love you, Jackie. Thank you so much, and
I
appreciate
love
it.
Have
bye.
A good weekend, girl.
All right, let's go to Tila this morning. Hey, good morning. What did you want to say?
Hi. Well, I was going to say that I think that you should just go ahead and go. And I was going to ask, like, if you even knew that your wife had those plans.
Yeah, if you missed it, you can check out the full podcast if anybody wants to listen to it, joemckenzie.com. But I didn't know. The whole big story, if, like the backstory, is that we have a family calendar just to put things on there so we can remember, oh, take the dogs here, or Joe's got a physical, or Lindsay's got her hair appointment, so we know what's happening. She did this actually before I even thought about doing it. She had this plan like 2 months ago, but she never put it on the calendar. So I'm like, oh, Chad, perfect. Friday the 6th is open.
And he has been talking about this for a long time, and I will give it to Joe. He's trying to be more romantic. Plan more dates. So he did put a lot of time and effort and thought into this. However, Lynn's had a girls' night plan and she doesn't want to leave her girl hanging. But Joe's now deflated. He's like, I'm never going to plan a date again, which I don't want you to have that attitude.
That's cool. I'm going to bring it up in therapy.
Yeah,
with Julie.
No, don't have that attitude. I mean, it's always good to try. And if anything, I appreciate what you've done.
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate you for calling in. All right. Let's go to Jeremy. We'll wrap it up with Jeremy this morning. Hi, Jeremy.
Hey.
What do you think?
So I think you should do a trivia or like a game or something and see who wins the competition, see who the biggest Elf fan is, and give away the tickets that way.
Oh!
Are you a big Elf fan?
Yeah, me and my son, especially. I just dropped him off at school. He would have loved to do something like that.
Oh, that's a great
awesome.
Idea.
Well, Jeremy, not to guarantee. I'm just trying to make things happen. I don't want anybody to be mad at me or butthurt saying Joe promised. I'm not promising anything, but hang on the line. Let me see. Maybe I can give you the tickets, okay? I got a bunch of people. But hang on, and we'll see if we can. But if not, I hope you and your son have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
You. Too.
Now he's going to hate me if they don't get something. I don't know. I'm going to see. Hey, don't hang up on Jeremy on line 4. Keep him on there. So, all right, cool. You know what? I still don't know what I'm going to do. So we'll see if somebody gets to take these tickets. But then I feel bad. Like, am I ditching my friends?
You could take, well.
See, I just don't know, Mackenzie, because my buddy Chad and Stacey wouldn't say it. But they're going to be like, oh, Joe just wants to ditch us like his wife. Well, they're a good couple.
Don't care what other people
think. Gotta love hanging out with the Peshes. They never show up.